That's my tip for the follow-up single. It comes from Madonna, it's called Pretender. Okay, let's play fancy stuff here because this studio, which I'm broadcasting live from this evening, is not exactly easy to use, to put it mildly. My own one at the moment isn't functioning because of a certain poor quality of a few of the cassette decks in it. That's another story. Okay, this is an artist you probably haven't heard before on WFM. A guy called Smiley Culture is a Cockney black and does excellent, excellent comedy records in a reggae sort of style. This is his latest single, it's called Police Officer. Rural FM.
And fi check some cockney. Them a tell produce insurance license and MOT. But me say police officer no give me producer. Police officer no bother give me producer. Police officer no give me producer. Police officer no bother give me producer. To everybody in the downtown I dedicate this style. Whether you are lawbreaker or you are informer, you could be a PCCID or a inspector. Me no charge for murder, pen to produce is where me charge for. So police officer no give me producer. Police officer no bother give me producer. Cause me a smile the culture and used to drive up a Lancia. And me a drive care from me a teenager. Police officer me is a expert driver. So if you see me say no shout or no holler, no stand up in the road with a torch and try pull me over.
car. It's so dark, my sight tells you will get run over. Now come behind me the rug and start flash your flasher. I'll come wreck me beside me on your scooter. Cause me's a man who woulda just drive faster. And when me feel like it, me woulda pull up on a corner. Before you ask any question, me already have an answer. And any answer get me one, you know it would be farm now. So police officer, no give me producer. Police officer, no bother give me producer. Police officer, no give me producer. Police officer, no bother give me producer. I'm where your people club me pass through Victoria. And through me a entertainer, say no tax from me window. As me go through the lights, the whole road take over. And as me drive near, I could see clear, I was a black Mariah. With 6 and 7 plainclothes police officer. Them didn't look the type of police me could give a fiver. First thing that come into my head, good thing me hide me ganja. Next thing that happened, them waving, other words pull me over. I'm a could I do is sigh and shrug me shoulder. And as them approach me, start wind down me window. Me I go tell you how me answer. Every question them fire. My name's Smiley Culture. Yeah, where do you think you're coming from? Like from seeing my mother. What's the registration number of the car? Then I can't remember. What you got in the building? Time I can't say Ricardo. Would you like to have a look? Shy bloody man, if we ask you answer. Now take the keys out of the car and step out of the motor. Me and my colleagues have got a few questions to ask ya. You'll be on your way as soon as we get an answer. As me come out to the camera, I think I me a wonder. What police officer could want with Smiley Culture? With them charge, them a search the interior. But whatever them looking for, me hiding place superior. But the way them a search me hand to ask them what them a look for. But me try handle them, put them just handle me closer. Then one draw anchor, put him on palm me shoulder and say, we're gonna talk white, we don't think you have neither. Just give us what we want, the real sense in mania. Me never had no chance, me draw out me ganja. As me do that, them start rub them and together one time. Should we put me in the van or in the back of the Rover? Me say, you can't do that, come in here, Smiley Culture. See, what did you do that record company translator? In the reggae chance number one, what this number? Fuck, kids love it, and so does my mother. So you what I'll do, a favor for a favor. Just sign your autograph on this piece of paper. Me put in shots and me just draw out me Parker. And the producer, me just sign Smiley Culture. They never lie, they never bother. I wreck me heart, take me ganja.
Okay, it had to happen really, didn't it? I mean, you probably noticed that the last introduction to that record wasn't quite right. You know, the jingle came in fine, but then no record. Well, this is what you get for using DEXCC, which is absolutely impossible to cue up correctly here. So it just had to happen, really. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it, basically. And there's no truth whatsoever in the rumour that there is a bit of Yuletide spirit floating around in the studio. Totally untrue, I tell you, really.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right. Recognise this? This comes from The Stranglers. It is their new single. No Mercy is the name of it, and from the album Oral Sculpture.
Life shows no mercy.
Everybody seems the same all over. The search is on for love and comfort constantly. If it comes your way tomorrow, count yourself lucky. Life shows no mercy. Life shows no mercy. And when you hold it close to you, just when you're feeling good, it's true. Life shows no mercy. Life shows no mercy. Life shows no mercy. It shows no mercy. Life shows no mercy.
Well, my colleagues in hit-picking land might say that's a pick for the top. Not off, as Alan Freeman might say. As the Strangs, anyway. Okay, I've got absolutely loads of stuff which I should have been doing in between the records, but haven't been because of the way this studio is set out. It is really ridiculous, and I shall do it all for you now. I think I'll get some backing music going first. It just eases the burden, really. Right. Now, Nostradamus, December the 14th, 1503, in Provence. Nostradamus, the seer of doom and destruction, was born. Nostradamus saw calamitous events in the future, and in 1555 published a book rhyming prophecies. He described the execution of King Charles I, the Great Fire of London, the abdication of Edward, the abdication of Edward VIII, and the rise of Hitler. Of Halley's Comet, which is due to reappear in 1986, he wrote, "It will rain blood, famine, war, and disease. In the sky will be seen the dragging of a tail of sparks." He has foretold that the Third World War will last 3 years and 7 months and will be followed by a pestilence so dreadful that neither the young nor the old, nor even animals, shall survive. Now, I must just mention about the old mailing address as well. We have what you could possibly disguise as a slight sort of staff disagreement somewhere along the line. We're not actually sure. Put it this way, for the last 4 weeks or so, we've not actually been getting any mail through from the mailing address, which has been slightly difficult because we have been telling you to write in, because we did think, in all honesty, that we would be getting the mail. Unfortunately, this doesn't seem to be the case, and there's not much we can do about it, really, until we get something sorted out, and we can't do that until we track down a certain person. So once we track him down, we might somehow be able to sort it all out for you. So until then, if you want to keep writing to 6 Roswell Avenue, then you can do. If you haven't had a mention and you have written in, well, that's the reason. We can't help do anything better than that, I'm afraid. That's my excuse. It's absolutely true as well. Also, a George Michael joke with Steve Davis keeps reminding me to tell you. It's something like this. It's, who goes to bed with George Michael? The answer being, no one, because you can only get one on a sunbed. That wasn't really worth telling anyway, was it? I might as well do this film review thing here while I'm at it. Although The Gremlins is the cheapest of the movies, it packs shocks and laughs galore. Now, Steve Davis has actually been to see this, so he should know. He should be telling you about this and not me, but never mind. A furry little creature, as David Bellamy would say. A furry little creature. Whoa, treats and stuff like that. A furry little creature called a Mogwai seems to seems the cutest of Christmas presents when inventor Rand Pelzer gives it to his son Billy. There is a warning to keep it away from water, but that doesn't mean much until a few drops splash over the creature, and then all hell breaks loose. Gremlins aren't cuddly; they are ugly, vicious, and frightening and hideous. But such is the skill of director John Dan that he can make them funny. In a memorable tavern scene with hordes of the drunken brats, there is a flashy gremlin and even a terrorist gremlin. And a cinema full of gremlins watching Snow White just has to be seen. It could be the surprise Christmas hit. Okay, Dune, said to be the most expensive film in Hollywood history at £50 million, opens here on Thursday. But last night, Sting warned police fans not to bother seeing the movie if they expect to see him. He says, "I appear for no more than 15 minutes, but with all the publicity, you'd think I was a star." As usual, Sting plays the baddie leader of a ruthless gang of space drug dealers, or deadly assassin and a wicked womanizer. The real credit should go to Kale Mac... What's this one? Macha Kalilin or something like that. It's a very strange name. He plays the lead role as the Messiah, he says. Now, moving on to the one I think everyone will be going to see over the Christmas holiday, Ghostbusters. The evil demons and ghouls of Ghostbusters will have you shrieking with laughter more than fright. The intrepid, self-styled Ghostbusters, three university dropouts, are a sight to behold, dressed in their ludicrous silver spacesuits with ghost traps slung across their backs. The first petrified customer is beautiful Sigourney Weaver, who finds her fridge is haunted. But everyone in New York has suddenly sprung a ghost, and Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray and Harold Ramis are finding it too spooky to cope. The dynamic trio's ghost hunting expeditions are usually marked by a blast of a catchy theme tune by Ray Parker Jr. And after doing battle against scores of monsters, they find that they are in charge of saving the world as a plot by the ancient evil spirit Gozer is unfolded. This deadly force would even seem to turn the lovely Miss Weaver into stone statues as he summons up his ghoulish cohorts from their Manhattan haunts. As the theme goes, only the Ghostbusters can save you. Humor, horror and hilarious hijinks all are captured here in Ghostbusters. Be there if you dare. That's what it says there. So go and see one of those at least over the Christmas holiday period. I mean, you won't have anything else to do, so you might as well go there. And while we're talking of Christmas holidays and stuff like that, this is an excellent record. It comes from the Waitresses, called Christmas Wrapping. Well, we just had to get seasonal sometime, didn't we? So it might as well be now as any other time, really. You know what I mean?
Encounter, most interesting, had his number but never the time.
as the sound of the waitresses and Merry Christmas or something like that anyway. Right, this should be the 12-inch version of Sex Crime. 1985. Oh, nicely timed for a change. Shouldn't often like that happen here. 1985. Okay, must just say hi to a few people now, particularly those at Scooby's. 1985. Who apparently listen to us while munching into their burgers and stuff like that. That was Sure by Stephen Davis.
1984. Stereo music. You're listening to Wirral FM with Phil James. Where you always hear a better sound.
That's Eurythmics and Sex Crime 1984. Okay, December the 11th, 1964, in Los Angeles. At the peak of his career, soul singer Sam Cooke was shot dead. Cooke was hunting for a 22-year-old Elisa Boyer, who had run out of his motel room after he'd attacked her. He burst into motel manageress Mrs. Bertha Franklin's office and accused her of hiding the girl. She claimed she shot Cooke three times in self-defense. At her trial, she was acquitted after the jury brought in a verdict of justifiable homicide. Okay, I think we're going now to a track from the Sade album, Diamond Life. Very classy, this. A track called Why Can't We Live Together?
Tuesday.
WFM.
That's Sade, and a track called Why Can't We Live Together. Okay, December the 9th, 1916 in New York, Granitol Kirk Douglas was born. Isior Danielovich, the son of a Russian fruit peddler, this is a great word, one of my favourites, the pugnacious actor, wrestled professionally before going on the stage. He jealously guards that famous dimple in his chin. When I first came to Hollywood, some genius filled it in. I got sore and told him that if I didn't like the hole in the chin, I was going back to Broadway. Kirk Douglas has built himself a reputation of one of Hollywood's most unpopular personalities, a reputation he does little to, if nothing indeed, to discourage. Virtue is not photogenic, he said. What is it to be a nice guy? To be nothing. A big fat zero with a smile for everybody. Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it. If your Kirk does this, that is the only way to look at it. Second track from the band, which we were featuring, Gang of Four, and their live album at the Palace. Oops. What I was saying to you before about the record decks being extremely difficult to queue up here. I shall try and land this one right on the track, Damaged Goods. Should be around about here, I think. By Jove, indeed it is.
I like your show. It's kind of cute. Did you know that?
I don't know why. It's absolutely dreadful tonight. I just don't know why.
I'm
terrific stuff. That's Gango 4, take it from the At the Palace album, a track called Damaged Goods, which is a very early one of them. I actually remember going to see the Gango 4 loads and loads of times in the very early days, and they were one heck of a band to go and see. Great stuff. Okay, a couple of last trivia items here before I disappear into the night and leave you in the big hands of Big Butch and talking all over the records, Keith. Anyway, what have I got to do for you? December the 12th, 1688 in London. Must just get this microphone sorted out. It seems to be distorting a bit. It's not distorting now, is it? No, great stuff, right? Now, this is what it says here. Now, this is not me saying this. Bloody Judge Jeffreys was seized by a mob. He was attempting to flee the country disguised as a sailor. The judge was one of the most hated men in England. He presided over the infamous Bloody Assizes, which followed the suppression of Monmouth's rebellion in 1685. Jeffreys sentenced at least 320 men and women to death. Hundreds more were transported or sold into slavery. Hang men first and try them afterwards with his particular talent, wrote one contemporary. And also the last piece now, December the 10th, 1868 in London. Britain's first traffic lights were installed at the corner of Bridge Street and New Palace Yard to assist MPs crossing over to the Houses of Parliament. The device was not popular. One unlucky constable on traffic duty was injured when the revolving gas lamp exploded. A Westminster hansom cab driver was convinced it was all a plot to vex poor cabbies. The lights were removed only 4 years later. Interesting stuff. You're with WFM, it's 90.3 FM in stereophonic sound. Apologies for the show tonight. The show tonight is absolutely the pit. It has reached an all-time low, actually, because, well, I'm using the studio live, which is not my studio, it's somebody else's. In fact, it's Mike's, if the truth be told, it's Mike's studio, okay? It's not mine. Usually I use my studio, and if I'd use my studio, everything's fine, because, you know, you press a button and something happens, and you've got sliders. It's so much easier to do a radio show in a proper studio, whereas if you come here... Oh, it's so difficult. I mean, the sweat is pouring off when it's not just that it's hot. It's absolutely impossible to do shows here. This is the Human League and their latest single, One Call Louise.
That's right, listeners. You're listening to Phil James.
When he saw her getting off the bus, it seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me. Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers. She'd known so well before, and as he started to apologize, lose any bitterness she bore, she gently put her finger on his lips to let him know she understood. And with her suitcase standing on the floor, embraced him like a lover would. He told Louise, "You look so good. It's just you, see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers."
Okay, Phil, just come and say something really sincere here.
It's not always true that time heals all wounds.
That's right, yes. You don't want to heal. The memories of something really good.
Something truly real.
Yeah,
and though they talk for just a little time, before she said she had to go, he saw the meeting as a tiny sign that told him all he had to know. She left, she gave that smile, as if there were still lovers.
Okay, here comes Keith, he's here, I think. Right, okay, that's Human League, and from their album Hysteria, that's a track called Louise, which is of course their current single, and it's an excellent video that goes with that, absolutely brilliant. Okay, it is time for me to go, roughly. Keith has just arrived in the studio, you'll be very relieved to know, because he knows how to use this stuff a lot better than I do. Doesn't necessarily use it right, but he knows how to use it better than I do. Okay, I've got to give you those answers, haven't I, to the quotes. Just hold on a minute, I'll just find the bit of paper here. I don't know if Keith's trying to say something here, but he's just put his watch on top of the old microphone preamp. Oh, sorry. Okay, you trying to drop a hint here? Yeah, go on with you.
You haven't even noticed this, I haven't. Yes, I've come out about
okay,
90 tonight.
Oh, will you shut up? I'm trying to do something here. I'm trying to do a radio show here, please.
Never.
Okay, who said it was like being a highly trained parrot? Shut up, Keith, please. Who said it was like being a highly trained parrot? Well, that was Angela Rippon on Reading the News. To be honest, I'm not the most punctual person. Well, that was Bachelor Brian Kobe, soon to be the new voice of the speaking clock. I don't know how to stand it much longer. I can stand losing my privacy. It's just about all right still. If I'm abrupt and run fast, that's Wham's George Michael.